No charges. Israeli soldier who killed Palestinian child returning from swimming. Memo. An Israeli army officer who opened fire on a car or truck of Palestinian civilians, killing a 15-year outdated boy, will not be prosecuted, it was reported. Mahmoud Badran was killed, and four pals wounded, immediately after returning from a swimming pool on the evening of 21 June 2016. At the time, the Israeli military claimed the forces accountable believed the car or truck of youngsters had been accountable for throwing stones at Route 443 in the occupied West Bank. An investigation by the Military Police Criminal Investigation Division, MPCID, has now concluded that the mistake was a realistic a single to make in the situations, in spite of the reality that the officer opened fire in violation of the rules. According to Haaretz, the officer in query is a platoon commander in the Kafir Brigade, which is primarily based in the occupied West Bank. He, and two colleagues, had been driving in the direction of Jerusalem in plain outfits when they observed stones and an oil patch on the street, and a bus parked up on the side. After driving to wherever they believed the stones had been thrown from, the officer and soldiers acquired out and opened fire on a car or truck driving on a street underneath Route 443. Open fire rules in the West Bank state that when an automobile does not endanger the soldiers, shots should be fired in the air. According to Israeli rights group B'Tselem, massive fire was directed at the automobile of Palestinian youngsters, in spite of the reality that there was zero indication its occupants had been accountable for the stone throwing, and even if there had been, lethal force was unjustified. The MPCID investigation similarly concluded that the officer had not noticed the stone throwers, and targeted the car or truck purely due to its proximity to the website. Despite this kind of findings, no indictment will be filed towards the officer, not even for creating death by negligence. According to Haaretz, the officer faces dismissal for his perform through the incident. The army spokesperson advised the paper that the findings had been even now becoming examined by the military advocate general's workplace ahead of a last choice. At the time, B'Tselem predicted that the investigation would make no benefits, slamming the military law enforcement system as a whitewashing mechanism. Creative Commons, Middle East Monitor.